A memorial is being organized for Francis Crowe, the trailblazing anti-war activist who died last week at the age of 100 in Northampton, Massachusetts. Two events on Sunday, September 8th, will celebrate her life and legacy. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with one of the organizers, Jeff Napolitano, Executive Director of the Resistance Center for Peace and Justice.
Two components. One is sort of the your traditional assembly and program that's going to take place at Green Hall at Smith College at 2 p.m., where we'll have music and we'll have speakers who have been involved and worked with Francis closely over the years. But before that, in the traditional fashion of Francis Crowe, we're going to have a big speak out and rally essentially at Pulaski Park in Northampton at noon. And that's where, you know, we're hoping that everybody who has something to say about how Francis moved them or had them get invested in a cause, one or another, one of the many causes that she championed over the years, will come and bring signs and bring spirit and bring their voices. We'll conclude that noon gathering at Pulaski Park with a march to the program and the assembly at Green Hall at 2 p.m.
Who are some of the people you have scheduled to speak at Green Hall?
So we have State Senator Joe Comerford, who is also the former director of the American Friends Service Committee. So she worked for quite some time closely with Francis. The MC is going to be Reverend Andrea Vazian, who also has worked with Francis for many, many decades at this point. Sigrid Schmalzer is a professor from UMass who has been working on upholding and keeping the vigil that Francis started in the 90s in Northampton, the weekly vigil, is going to be closing out the program. And there's a few other folks and a couple that haven't confirmed yet, as this is just sort of getting underway now. But that's part of the speaker lineup for the event at Green Hall.
And at Pulaski Park, can anybody just show up and talk?
In the fashion of Francis Crowe, everybody is welcome. Everybody is free to come, encouraged to come, to bring a sign, and everybody is encouraged to say something at the microphone if they are so moved.
Talk a little bit, if you could, Jeff, about Francis's impact on you and your work.
I'm not sure it can be overstated. Part of the reason why I do the work that I do and have done for over a decade now is due to, well, first, the reality that Francis established the office that I work out of, originally the American Friends Service Committee and now the Resistance Center, was made possible. It was started by Francis way back in 1968.
In the basement of her home, right?
In the basement of her home. We're no longer in her basement, but she started it, yep, right in her basement, and that was the familiar place for, you know, probably hundreds of people over the couple of decades that it was located there. The other aspect of Francis's impact on me is just not just the infrastructure and the institution that she helped create, but it's the inspiration of her spirit that has moved, along with so many others, has moved me to do the work that I do and to do it in the way that I do it. I think the one word that I would use to describe Francis among all is persistent. It isn't particularly that she was a genius of any sort. It wasn't that she had a superhero skill. It's just that she had an unwavering moral compass, and she was persistent, and she did not give up on a cause that she felt was just. And that has led to an immense body of work, an immense number of people who have been inspired and who have changed their lives and reoriented their lives towards social justice because of her.
And many, many causes over many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, we even started to list the different organizations that may be something that, you know, Francis would want people to contribute to, but there's so many. I mean, there's ranging from issues of nuclear war to draft resistance and military recruitment to the environment to nuclear power to nuclear weapon. I mean, there's so many different things. She sort of covered the gamut. And she inspired a lot of people, and she did a lot of work, and that's what we're coming together to celebrate on Sunday.
And for more information about the events on Sunday, where can people get that information?
You can look on Facebook. The event, the two different events are entitled Do Something! Exclamation point, which the folks who came together to organize this event agreed was sort of the voice of Francis in their heads, you know, in terms of what would be such an event honoring Francis, what would be the appropriate name. So it's called Do Something, and you can look it up on Facebook. And we've got it posted also on our website at theresistancecenter.org.
And everything, of course, is free and open to the public.
Everything is, as always, free, open to the public, and all are welcome.